This article is Living with Light Intent. Without the intent to live a productive, light-filled life, all activity will just be busyness. It is by living life with the intent to shine the light of your spirit into every activity that separates your value from the outcome. Instead, your value is increased every time you express your spirit's light. Living from the inside out allows you to engage in all four of your expressions, body, mind, emotions, and spirit. They work as a team, but your spirit needs to take the lead. Unfortunately, it is our spirit that we oftentimes forget to include in the foursome. Sounds kind of silly to think that we would ever forget our most powerful part, but that's what happens, especially when we leave the spirit out of the body, mind, emotion, and spirit team. For you see, it is only spirit that carries the intent to live a light-filled life into your heart. Without that intent, our true essence gets hidden behind physical habits, emotional desires, and mental expectations. Since it is your spirit's light that provides fulfillment to your inner emotional desires, as well as mental guidance around physical activities, it behooves you to let spirit's light support your whole team. Living this way means the goal of outcomes will fade into the background. And in addition to that, people and happenings will no longer determine your worth or your happiness. Life will be lived from the inside out. Recently, a cousin of mine retired. He started doing woodworking to fill the space left empty from his job of many years. He brought to that woodworking an intent to express his spirit's creativity and beauty. The products mostly turned out well, very well, in fact. But since a good outcome was not his main goal, mistakes were also satisfying. His woodworking simply became an outlet for his spirit to express light. It may sound impossible for mistakes to be as satisfying as success, or people's opinion of you not to matter, but when your intent in life is to let your team of individual parts be led by your spirit, your life will be both productive and satisfying. It is then that the meaning of those two words will change. So live each day with the intent of letting the light of your spirit lead the way. You'll find that your body, mind, and emotions will do best when they have proper guidance. Your spirit is a great coach, so let it lead. Did that bring anything up for you, Kathy?
Oh, boy. Yes. When you say that mistakes can be satisfying and that the outside of what people think of you isn't going to have any power over your light and your intent, that's amazing, yet I have fear come up when I think about doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think my whole life I tried not to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, because mistakes aren't acceptable. There's no space for them. So when you've spent this many years, I'm not going to say how many, trying not to make any mistakes, you start to believe that that's what the spirit is.
Yes. Yes, you do forget. Yes. And then all of that outside stuff begins to matter.
Yeah.
And you jump into one of the team members, but they don't work together as a team anymore. You either become emotionally fearful or you give all the right mental answers or you get busy and try to fix the problem. But really and truly, the important part's left out.
Right. Yeah. I think I've learned to become competent in figuring out which part the other person wants me to be.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I think we all have mastered that. Oh, they're in judgment. We got that.
And I've always been amazed at people who seem not to care what other people think. And, you know, I know there's a phrase, something like, boring women don't often make history or something like that. That idea that, you know, if you just go along and try to please everyone all the time because you're going to the outside, mm-hmm. what impact are you having?
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, when you are living from the outside in instead of the inside out, when you are living that way, you aren't able to help or listen to anybody. When you're living from the inside out, you really hear people. I mean, really what they're saying from their spirit, not just what their mind has memorized or what their emotions have been programmed to feel. You're really listening to them.
Right. Otherwise, you're just hearing the thoughts, the feelings, the actions. You're mm-hmm. just and you're only thinking about yourself, honestly, and how you can please them.
That's true.
You're not hearing them at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.